The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and report about him spread throughout all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
a human phenomenon that occurs with important transitions in our lives. It could be something like the birth of a child or the death of someone close to us. Maybe it's a birthday, especially one that is a change of decades for us. Maybe it's a new year or a job change, move, divorce, marriage, graduation, or an illness, or maybe even just the profound realization that today is a new day. This phenomenon is that we take time to ask, "Who am I? What's important to me? Does my life, the way that I live it right now, reflect what I truly believe is most important to me? How do I align my life, who I am, and what I do with what I truly believe to be most important?" Recently, I read an article that was written by Mark Manson entitled, "The Most Important Question You Can Ask Yourself Today." I saw the headline and I was caught. I thought, okay, what is the most important question? He said, if you ask people what they want most out of life, most people will answer to be happy, to have a great family, and to have a good job. In his article, he said, that's all nice, but we forget that we don't get what we have without working for it. He said the most important question that you can ask yourself today is, what are you truly willing to struggle for? He says everybody wants a good job, financial independence, but not everybody is willing to deal with the stress, the 60-hour work weeks, or the corporate hierarchy to get there. He said people want great relationships, but not everybody is willing to do the hard work of communication, especially through the hard stuff. People want to be in great physical shape, but aren't willing to get up and do what it takes or to watch what they eat. So his question is, what pain are you willing to sustain? For him, this is the most important question, because whether or not we're honest with ourselves, everyone chooses something. So he asks, what are you willing to suffer for? He writes, because that answer will actually get you somewhere. It is a question that can change your life. It's what makes me, me, and you, you. It's what defines us and separates us and ultimately brings us together. On that Sabbath day when Jesus stood up and read from Scripture, read from Isaiah, he was being very clear about what was most important to him. He was making a bold statement of what he was willing to struggle for. What he was willing to suffer for. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. God has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. He was clear, this is his mission, to bring good news to the poor, to bring release to the captives, the blind, the oppressed, those who were in debt. No matter what, this was his mission. And then when he sat down to speak, which was the custom when giving a sermon, you would sit down. That was a sign that you had something really important to say. He begins his sermon, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled." I find it very interesting that the very first word that Jesus speaks once he proclaims his mission is what word? Today. Today. And I don't think that's a coincidence. This good news, this release, this healing, this hope is not in some far off time or place. It is today, right now. The Spirit of God empowered him right then, right there, to bring this change. This very day, the Spirit anoints each and every one of us for ministry. That's the Spirit's job. That's what the Spirit does. The Spirit always gives us, always gives people something to do for God. And then that Spirit equips us to do it. It's often that aligning of who we are and what we might do fairly well, where our passion lies, and what touches our very hearts. I can't tell you what that looks like for each of you, but I can tell you that it's sometimes not very complicated at all. Earlier this week, a young man named Andrew came into the church office. He was hungry and he wondered if we had anything to eat. He was carrying with him a little cinch sack, so Pam filled up his sack with food. But what caught Andrew's eye was the ravioli. However, he had no way to open it and no way to warm it up. So Pam offered to warm up some for him. Well, Andrew didn't want to sit alone, so he asked if we would keep him company. So we sat with him while he ate his ravioli in the parish hall. And while he was eating, we visited a little bit. And Andrew was pretty clear. He wasn't here looking for money. What he really wanted was food and a little company. So while he ate, Pam gave him a list of resources here in the community, of places that he could continue to go for food and for some assistance. He was pretty adamant that he didn't want to go downtown, especially at dark. When I asked him why, he said, "Well, because I'm a young guy traveling by myself. People pick on me, and I don't want to fight anyone. I only want to help people." Well, as Andrew was getting ready to leave, he asked if we had any towels because it was pouring down rain and his feet and his shoes were soaked. He had rolled up his pant legs up to his knees to keep those dry, but his feet were soaking wet. So he was drying his feet and he said, "Do you guys have any socks?" And we knew we didn't, and so I went like this to pull up my pant legs to see, well, what kind of socks do I have on today? Well, and what we saw made us all laugh because I was wearing ladybug socks. Not just ladybug socks, but sparkly ladybug socks. And if he was worried about people picking on him, there was no way he was going to want to wear ladybug socks. As a matter of fact, he laughed. He shook his head. He goes, "That's okay." Without missing a beat, Pam took off her shoes, took off her socks, which were plain black socks, and said, "Here, take mine." Andrew was shocked, and he said, "Really? You're giving me the socks off your feet? You would do that? And I smiled at him. I said, yes, she would. You can take them, Andrew. And as he put on Pam's dry socks, he said, you even warmed them up for me. And he smiled again, and his face was absolutely radiant. That, my friends, is an alignment of Pam's heart and soul and the gifts that God has given her. The way that she has been anointed to share the good news of Christ in a very real way. Sometimes it's hard for us to know what to do. And what we do today doesn't seem like enough, because what about tomorrow? But that worry can never stop us. It can never stop us from doing what God has called us to do today. God wants us to do something. The Spirit anoints us to do something today. Now, I have to say, I am a firm believer in grace. There's absolutely nothing that we do to earn God's love. We don't deserve it. We don't earn it. It is a gift to us. The Holy Spirit simply empowers us to live out this love in our lives, to give this love hands and feet and heart and soul. Because we are the hands and feet and the heart and soul of Christ in the world today. We are the body of Christ. Like a real body, we are different members, each and every one of us with our own unique gifts and abilities, our own skills, our own passions, our own interests. Yet we're brought together and united with a common purpose, to live out what is most important to God. And that is love. That is love, that all people would experience the love of God. When the Spirit gives us something to do, we're also given a time to do it. And that time is today. We know this isn't going to be easy. We know we're going to be challenged. We know it'll be difficult. We know that there will be pain. It cost Jesus his very life. And yet, it gives us life in return. What are you willing to struggle for? Today is a new day, a new moment, an opportunity to reflect upon how the Spirit has called you to live your life. How is God calling you to be a light shining in the darkness of our world? How has the Spirit anointed you to be the good news in the world today? Mark Manson was right. This is the question that changes our lives. It's what makes me, me, and what makes you, you. It's what defines us and separates us and ultimately brings us back together to be the body of Christ, to be the church in the world today. Amen.